It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, February 28th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American educator Mary Lyon, the founder of the first women's college in the country, today known as Mount Holyoke. "Go forward," was her motto. "Attempt great things. Accomplish great things." She was born in 1797 in Buckland, Massachusetts, and she was the sixth child of Aaron and Jemima Lyon. Her father was a farmer and a veteran of the Revolutionary War. He died when Mary was only 5 years old. She attended a local school up until she was 13, as was common for that era. Her mother remarried about this time and moved in with her new husband. Mary and her siblings were left to attend to the family's 100-acre farm. At the age of 17, she took on a new challenge. She accepted a job offer to teach in a nearby town. Despite having no formal training, which wasn't uncommon for teachers in those days, she enjoyed her new position. She realized, however, that to become a better educator, she needed to learn much more herself. In 1817, she began her studies at the Sanderson Academy in Ashfield. There, she developed an interest in the sciences, among other subjects. For a time, she worked at the Ipswich Female Seminary. Mary worked hard to create a place that would provide women with the opportunity to obtain a higher education. Despite the fact that the country was in a time of financial crisis, she was able to raise enough funds to start her new school. In 1836, she officially chartered the Mount Holyoke Female Seminary. It took another year to complete construction of the school's first building, and in September 1837, the seminary opened its doors to its first group of students, all 80 of them. But it wasn't long before that number grew. Part of her mission with Mount Holyoke was to offer a more challenging curriculum than many other women's schools did at the time. She required that each student take math and science courses, and she even took time away from her administrative responsibilities to teach chemistry. The students also had to help with the chores around the school to keep the cost of tuition low. Miss Lyon wanted to make her school affordable for young women from all economic backgrounds. Many of her students went on to be educational or religious missionaries, carrying her thoughts and teachings across the globe. She wrote the book A Missionary Offering in 1843, and she inspired others to create similar schools for women, including Wellesley and Smith. Mary Lyon died on March 5, 1849, in South Hadley, Massachusetts. She is remembered as an educational pioneer, providing women with access to a better education than they had ever had before. Her work is still being carried on by the students and faculty at her school, which now has more than 2,000 students enrolled. The school officially became Mount Holyoke College in 1895. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 28th. 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.